Thanks, Deborah. Yes, we're in the WRTI Performance Studio with Israeli mandolinist Shmuel Elbaz and his ensemble. Udi Bar-David, founder of Art Tolerance and cellist with the Philadelphia Orchestra, with his colleague Nate West, also plays bass in the orchestra. They're playing for us selections from their program this weekend. They have concerts, three concerts this weekend. So let's hear the music. A lot of people moving, I'm sure. If you're just joining us, we are in the WRTI Performance Studio with Israeli mandolinist Shmuel Elbaz and his ensemble, Udi Bar-David, and his colleague, Nate West. We are hearing music of Andalusia and the Middle East. That was great. Shmuel, tell us about that piece.
This piece was written originally by the composer Dahman El Kharashi. It's from Algeria. It's Algerian music. And Yoram Azulai, that played the darbuka next to me, he did some arrangement in that piece, because it is taken from different melodies or different pieces that he wrote, and he made like a medley out of it. It sounds happy to start the program with.
It's great. Well, before we go further, why doesn't everyone introduce themselves? Just go around the room and say your name and the instrument you're playing.
My name is Yoram Azulai, and I play darbuka.
Darbuka, which is a kind of drum.
Yes.
And I'm playing the mandolin, Shmuel Elbaz.
My name is Moshe Bar-Sheshet, and I play Kamanja, violin.
Kamanja is an Andalusian violin.
Violin.
Okay. Udi?
Udi Bar David, playing the cello, still.
And I'm Nate West, and I play the double bass.
Udi, can you talk briefly about how this group came together?
Yes, and I just found out that they actually speak English. They said everything so perfectly, so you can interview everybody now. The group came together because we were in Israel with the Philadelphia Orchestra and the Jewish Federation Mission, and we went to Netivot as part of our trip, and that's where we met Shmuel, and with a string quartet from the orchestra. He hosted us at the Conservatorium, and that was just great. Now we get back at them, because we were after a long flight in Israel, and we had to perform with them. Now they have to perform with us after their long flight. And then the Federation, with our tolerance, invited Shmuel, Yoram, and Moshe back, and here we are.
And you just arrived yesterday from Israel.
Yeah, we still feel the jet lag, but we're happy to buy the music to get relaxed.
That's great. So what is the next piece you'll play for us?
The next piece is actually an Israeli melody. And the text, most of the Andalusian music, it emphasize the text. The text is important, and the music is like carrying the text and the meaning of the text. And this poem was written by the Rabbi Yehuda Levi from the ancient time in Spain, in the Middle Age. He wrote a very high level poetry, and we use it in the Jewish people who pray or use this text to put it on the music and to carry it by the music.
So we'll have singing.
We have singing by Moshe Bar Sheshet, also a Kamanja player, but a Paitan. Paitan is the poet performer.
Okay. Wonderful. Wow. Now, Moshe was playing the violin and singing, and this violin you play propped up on your leg. Is that right?
Exactly. That's the style of playing of the kamancha. It's a modern instrument, but used to be a very old instrument, different shape, different strings. By the time the Andalusian musician adopt the modern violin, but the style of playing is still there. And the tuning is different. It's not tuned like a Western violin. It's tuned different, and it fits the scale, the special scale of that music.
Well, this is Andalusian music and music from the Middle East. Could you talk about the two traditions, and are they related?
The principle is that the Eastern music doesn't use the Western scales like major and minor scale. It uses the modes, we call it makamat. This is the difference. Some of them we use quarter notes and not only half notes between the notes. And every makam has a different flavor, a different taste, a different mood and style. And we use it from all over the Middle East, not only the Andalusia. Andalusian music comes originally from the Maghreb countries like Morocco, Tunisia, Algeria. But we use also beautiful melodies from Egypt, from Iraq, from Lebanon, from Turkey.
So when you were growing up in Israel, did you learn both traditions?
When we say Andalusian music, it includes it all. The way to learn it is to learn the text, because the text is the important things, and we always looking for a different or new melodies that were not used before, but on the same text, just to make the text a little bit fresh and new for the ear.
Right. So what was the text that we just heard?
Yekara Mikar, it's a piyut, a poem that wrote Rabbi Yehuda Levi, as I said. It's kind of a religious influence or a meaning. So I will not translate it. It's too long.
Okay. So what are we hearing next?
Now we are going to hear a medley of Purim songs. We have next week the celebration or the holiday of
yes.
Purim, and we put the famous songs of Purim, and by these songs we put in Andalusian music, just to combine all these Purim songs that are different in styles and the atmosphere, but the Andalusian music make the link between them.
Cool.
מלך והעיר שושן צהלה ושמחה לי
That was great. If you're just joining us, we are listening to Andalusian and Middle Eastern music played live in the WRTI Performance Studio by Israeli mandolinist Shmuel Elbaz and his ensemble, and Udi Bar-David and Nate West of the Philadelphia Orchestra. Wow, it's impossible to listen to that music without moving.
Exactly.
Shmuel, talk a little bit about your work in Israel and what role music has in the culture there, because you're classically trained.
Yeah, I'm classically trained, and I'm actually now I'm the conductor of the NKO Orchestra. It's a classical orchestra from Netanya, a chamber orchestra. But I used to be 13 years the director of the Israeli Andalusian music. So this combination of music is a part of me, and I enjoy it, you know, to enjoy all these worlds together. And now my favorite is to combine in the same program music from all over the world, or a different style. I can play, as Udi said, Brahms concerto, and the second half could be Andalusian music on the same concert. So it's in Israel, it's very now common and very popular to make the concert music a little bit different and more variations of repertoire, and to combine different world, to take the world of the world music into the main mainstream, to the stage, to put it on stage as a classical music.
That's so interesting, because I think there is a movement, Udi, tell me if I'm wrong, to play more music from different cultures, and there is a blurring of the lines between different kinds of music.
Yes, it's all the music that, Susan, you're always worried when we bring it to the studio. I told you to relax about it. But, you know, we did talk about that in the concert hall today. Like, Nate and I experience it all the time. Composers, especially contemporary, employ so many folk themes and ethnic themes from all over the world. And with globalization, there are composers that come from all over the world. So it's not that outrageous anymore when you go to a different genre that you are not familiar, because you already heard it somewhere.
Mm-hmm. And it makes so much sense, because music is music, and great music is great music. And what is the next piece of music we will hear?
The next piece, it's called the Lecha Dodi. It's from the prayer for Shabbat. And the melody comes from an Algerian Jewish singer called Enrico Macias. He was all his life in France, was very popular there. So we used his melody, his composing, and put the words Lecha Dodi on it, the combination of that.
לך אדוני לקראת קלה
great. If you're just joining us, we are in the WRTI Performance Studio with Israeli mandolinist Shmuel Elbaz and his ensemble, and Udi Bar David and his colleague Nate West from the Philadelphia Orchestra. We are hearing Andalusian music and music from the Middle East. These are highlights of a program that you'll be playing this weekend in three separate concerts. And Udi, would you like to talk about this?
Oh, sure. So we are going to play at the Klein Life in the northeast Philadelphia, Sunday the 17th, 1 p.m. And then we are moving to Glenside Lutheran Church on Sunday at 4:30 p.m. And then Monday at Colonial Theater in Phoenixville at 7 p.m. So, of course, you can buy tickets to all three. But I just wanted to say, you know, this music really takes me back.
Yes.
Because, you know, this is the world I come from. So especially when we do the Puri medley, you know, when I live here and I hear the Puri medley, it's like, wow.
Wow, it's so joyous.
Music to my heart. So that's what we are doing this coming weekend.
And this is part of a whole month of March Madness sponsored by Art Tolerance. Correct?
Yes. These performances are done in collaboration, partnership with the Jewish Federation. Our Tolerance March Madness, and I'm not talking about college hoops, I'm talking about our, will continue on March 22nd, next Friday, at Esperanza in North Philadelphia. We're doing a residency. And then March 31st, we are hosting at Mainline Reform Temple in Wynwood, Sheshbesh, an Arab-Jewish ensemble under the auspices of the Israel Philharmonic. And I'm really excited about that. So they're coming. And in a way, we are reuniting two orchestras, two great orchestras, once again. So that's March 31st at 3 p.m.
Well, all of these activities, I guess, reflect Art Tolerance's mission to use the arts to foster communication across cultures and foster dialogue.
Explore commonalities, because as Shmuel told us so well about all these genres and all the commonalities, and there are so many influences because we all travel. And I know that in my heart, when I'm hoping to be a part of developing formulas for coexistence and better future for Israelis and Palestinians and Arabs, Jews in the Middle East, I know that we as artists have so much voice. And when you take poetry, Arabic, Hebrew, and unlimited possibilities, we hope and pray, and Friday is a good day to pray, mm-hmm. that this will be maybe a little bit of a contribution to a better future.
That's great. Shmuel, what is the last piece that will send us out?
We're going to play a Turkish music by the composer Adham Bek El Santuri. A very special genre, we call it longa. Longa, it's kind of rondo. We hear the same melody from time to time. Between the familiar melody, we hear a new music. It's very virtuosic, it's very instrumental. And it's good piece to finish the program with.
Wonderful. That was terrific. In fact, the whole session has been so wonderful. Thank you so much for coming into WRTI and sharing this music with us. We're in the performance studio with Shmuel Elbaz and his ensemble from Israel, and Udi Bar-David and Nate West from the Philadelphia Orchestra. And Udi is the founder of Art Tolerance, which is sponsoring these concerts this weekend.
We want to thank him very much for this collaboration. We are excited and proud to be here and to be guests of the Jewish community and the Philadelphia Orchestra, all the great members that we meet, the great musicians. It's really great time for us.
Thank you very much. To hear your music. It's wonderful to get to know you. I hope you have a wonderful time in Philadelphia. And it's been great having you in the WRTI Performance Studio.
Thank you very much.